A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Friday of the first week in Advent.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9, verses 27 through 31.
As Jesus went on his way, two blind men followed him, shouting, "Take pity on us, Son of David." And when Jesus reached the house, the blind men came up with him, and he said to them, "Do you believe I can do this?" They said, "Sir, we do." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "Your faith deserves it, so let this be done for you." And their sight returned. Then Jesus sternly warned them, "Take care that no one learns about this." But when they had gone, they talked about him all over the countryside.
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. As Jesus went on his way, two blind men followed him, shouting, "Take pity on us, Son of David." And when Jesus reached the house, the blind men came up with him, and he said to them, "Do you believe I can do this?" They said, "Sir, we do." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "Your faith deserves it, so let this be done for you." And their sight returned. Then Jesus sternly warned them, "Take care that no one learns about this." But when they had gone, they talked about him all over the countryside.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. As Jesus went on his way, two blind men followed him, shouting, "Take pity on us, Son of David." And when Jesus reached the house, the blind men came up with him, and he said to them, "Do you believe I can do this?" They said, "Sir, we do." Then he touched their eyes, saying, Your faith deserves it, so let this be done for you. And their sight returned. Then Jesus sternly warned them, "Take care that no one learns about this." But when they had gone, they talked about him all over the countryside.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.